Anakin, this is an overflow of the visit with Mr. Weaver, the barber session, this Sunday, the 8th of August, 1971. Channel 1 right, and the overflow of the visit with Mr. Weaver, this Sunday morning, the barber session, the 8th of August, 1971. Channel 1 over, and a continuation and the overflow from the visit of Mr. Weaver, just about 300 on this Channel 1 right, this Sunday morning, the 8th of August, 1971. Channel 1 right, continuing the overflow of the visit with Mr. Weaver, this Sunday morning, the 8th of August, 1971, with Jim and Suzanne. Channel 1 right, and the overflow of the visit with Mr. Weaver at the barber session this Sunday morning, the 8th of August, 1971.
First of the 30s, I believe, somewhere about in the 30s. First of the 30s.
Mm-hmm. But, Jimmy, you've known him since he was a boy.
Wait a minute, you don't like the, you're so slow poking, you know, eating Faye just fix you up with something nice to take with you.
Well, that's too much trouble. She does that.
Let me tell you, what was you telling about Mr. Jimmy's wheelbarrow?
He brought it in. It looked like it was a thing, but the wheel could be used on it. But he didn't want me to. I tried to get it, buy new stuff and build it all. Build him a one to last it.
Yeah.
And treat it for him. He didn't want to do that. Didn't want to put that much money in.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to build it for him if he'd just buy the material. And I got around and scrapped up stuff that I had there and built it, fixed it up, you know, embraced it, kept on. Used what little I could that he had left. And I didn't think I could ever make it steady, but I did. I got it braced so good and everything just as steady as it can be. And he's well pleased with it. I told him, I said, Jim, it'll last you a long time if you keep it in the drive. If you leave it out in the weather, it won't last long.
Ain't anything going to last out in the weather, is it?
No.
Not down
there. I think I told you about that before, but I used to, when I was farming, when I first went to work myself, just as soon as I got through with the tool, I wasn't going to use it until next year. I took it in the dry and cleaned it off and washed it all off good and let it get thoroughly dry, and I painted it. Every one of my farming tools.
Yeah.
Kept them in the dry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know the way we farmed then, you see, we had a place for everything and get through using it. We'd put it in there and be there next year when you wanted, if it's something you didn't use all day.
Yeah.
Well, tell us more about Mr. Jim Means.
Well, we played baseball a long time. We had a team up there making opium in different places, you see. One time we went over to Marston, and we had been beating them pretty easy, you see. And they turned in and got players from Dunellet and Williston and had two players from all over, the best players there all over the country. We got over there and put Jim Means,
sit down.
He was a pitcher then. I played second base. You see, if you pitch, you can't bat near as good. Well, a good batter is worth just as much as a good pitcher.
Yeah.
Somebody can hit a ball, you see. So that we got over there that day, and they had framed up on us, and had a fellow from Dunellen down there. And one of the Marston players, every time I went to the bat, he'd bet a dollar, some of them, that I'd get a hit. And he lived over there.
Yeah.
So that he and I had worked at Reddick down there, and he'd seen me watch me play a lot. I'd play ball when they need someone to fill in when I was selling cars. And that made everybody like me, see, if I'd go and help them out, you see.
Yeah.
And if they wanted me to. So that he bet him a dollar. And after the game, it always came around and said, Weaver said, I lost $5 on you.
Now that Jim Means?
No, Jim was pitching for us.
Yeah.
But that was Weaver priest betting on me when I went, one of the fellas that lived at Morrison.
Yeah.
Betting on me a dollar every time I went to the bat.
Oh, yeah.
I hit one down there between right and center, if it had been a park fence, it went plumb over.
Yeah.
And they knew I was a heavy hitter.
Well, now,
and they got away back, and this fella run plumb out in the woods and jumped up and caught it.
I want to hear some more about Mr. Jim Means.
Well, I'm going to tell you that. I want to tell you the story about it.
All right. I'm just impatient.
So that we went on and Jim pitched it. Buddy Huff played third base. I played second. Glenn Gator played short. And let's see. Earl Clyde caught it. And I forgot who played first, but anyway, if we went ahead and played Glenn Giger up here. He was playing short and I was playing second. That's where we played all the time. We knew each other. We knew where the other was going to be, you see.
Mm-hmm.
The baller, he was trying to get the ball. He tried to get it. So Jim stayed in there and pitched the whole game. And we played 11 innings, no scores. After a while, fella, I was forced to go to third and threw the ball. Just as the ball got there, the runner hit the third baseman and made him miss it, and they got a score. They beat it. I was 11th inning, and Jim was pitching the game.
11th inning?
11th inning. Now, Jim pitched that game.
And he stayed in there pitching all that time?
He pitched 11 innings.
Good.
And if that fella hadn't hit Buddy Huff, maybe the ball went on, it still wouldn't have won because the next man would have got up. We was a fourth run then, you
mm-hmm.
see.
Right.
And
yeah.
Buddy was on third base.
He was on third base. Buddy Huff was down here was playing third base.
Yeah.
And I hit that ball one day. I hit it over that day, and I hit it over shortstop. Dry ball went right that way.
Yeah.
Looked like nobody could have got that ball. That shortstop run back and just jumped up and threw his hand. Didn't look, and the ball went right into it. And I thought, they'd got everyone that hit up in the air, and somebody had caught it. And
Gravy, you're not talking about Jim Means. You're still talking about yourself.
Well, I'm talking. I'll tell a whole story to give to get to
well,
tell on Jim.
We never gonna get to Jim.
Huh?
I never see old Jim Means. I think he's one of the fine fellas around here.
He's just a quiet fella. He goes home, but he don't go out. You know, he works, but he's not working. He goes home and rests.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got what hurts him to climb that ladder now, and he has to.
What? It hurts him to what?
Hurts him to climb a ladder.
Oh, them oranges.
Yeah, he picks oranges every year, you see, down there. Picks for that juice place down there.
Yeah.
And of course, he can work most anywhere around that package here to see
sure.
it either. And he's been working for years for him.
Yeah. Well, now, he's out here one time, and he knew this land just like he owned it.
Well, I reckon he does. He used to come out here and buy all the fruiters on this place. And right back over there on these places. He used to come out here and buy that fruit.
Yeah.
Jim did and pick it and sell it.
I tried to get him to tell me what to put on this land, you know, because he...
Now, he don't know too much about that, Jim. I don't think knows too much. He may could tell you some best fertilizer to use, but for grass and cattle, he never fooled that too much.
Yeah.
But if he tells you how it's done, now he asked him about sweet potatoes. Now, he used to make his money.
Oh.
Is that right?
And he'd tell you what kind of land. All that land up there from that garage up there towards that Bateman house up there.
Yeah.
Well, gee, that really, by rights, belongs to Jim now.
Oh, yeah.
He just got beat out of it.
Yeah. And he's hard-headed.
Yeah, well, he just got beat out of it. If people went on up and told the truth, but they didn't do it. They lied on the other side, you see.
Yeah.
See, the way they did that, you can't do that. Now, his mother had those means, as one that owned all that property from Bateman, married his mother.
Yeah.
Means did, his dad and mother. Well, when he married her, he farmed and he borrowed money from her, and she owned all that property, Jim's mother. So So that really should have gone to Jim.
Yeah.
But Bateman, his children, you see, came in there and they beat Jim out of. They got the lawyers and hard their lawyers to do that.
Yeah. Hmm.
This Weaver, does he tease very much? Suzanne said he kept calling her a boy.
Who, her? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when he first came up, I think.
Let's see. How did he say that? He just
said. He said.
Is the girl a boy?
Yeah.
When I introduced
her. Girl or boy?
Well, she had a haircut, you know.
Is he a pretty big tease?
Yeah, he teased a little bit, but he don't never say anything much. He, of course, Jim's kind of backward, you know. He's not. Don't talk like I do.
Well, look like
I talk too much, and he don't
Suzanne
talk.
Suzanne a good bit.
Yeah, you know, he just kind of.
Well,
he laughed and patted me on the shoulder.
Well, if he does tease, sometimes he teases, not too much.
Yeah.
And so, but you'll find Jim will be all right. He'll tell you and say he's trying to tell you right, too.
I wish he had no sweet potatoes up there now. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Have somebody next door to you have plenty of sweet potatoes.
Well, I'll tell you what you could do. You could get him to tell you how to grow them. You could grow them right here. This land ought to be some of this land here. Jim could tell you which would be the best. A little bit of clay in it.
Yeah.
Haven't you got a little clay on
you?
Oh,
yes.
You could get you a few potatoes and put out there and try them.
That's what I ought to do.
I know how to do it. I'll tell you, too. I grew about 50 bushel on about a quarter of an acre one time.
Is that right?
That's the best I ever done.
Yeah. And you don't need rich land for sweet potatoes.
Well, you got to have kind of rich, but it's the way you cultivate it. You got to have and put just a little fertilizer at a time to it.
Yeah.
Most of people try to put all the fertilizer when they plant. You don't do that.
Yeah.
You sprinkle just a little along in the furrow by the side about twice after you plant your stuff and it gets up and grow. But don't let the wind blow it on your don't let the wind blow it like that.
I thought that means it was a big talker, Mr. Weaver.
Well, he'll talk some if he gets started talking, but he used to talk quite a bit. He'd talk to you about baseball. He liked baseball.
Yeah.
But he never would tell you too much about his potatoes growing.
Oh, he wouldn't.
That's where he made his living.
That's where his money was.
That's common sense, you know.
Yeah. Well, now, since I've been down here, he used to go over there at Buster's, just sat there.
He used to go
talk
about,
a little bit.
Talk some, but...
And one of the subjects he talked about was the times. You know, how if things were going running down.
Yeah.
And they was, in my estimation.
Well,
and he could really tell you about it.
Well, he kept up with that. He keeps up with the times and things like that, too, whole lot.
Does he?
Yes, he does. Well, you got to keep up now, then, just like in politics, you know, some people think if you're a Democrat, that's the whole thing to be. And if you ain't a Democrat, you ain't nothing. Some think if you ain't a Republican, you ain't nothing. But it doesn't make any difference. You've got to keep up both sides to see which one's right or wrong.
Yeah.
And he does that pretty well.
What's he?
He's a Democrat. He's a strong Democrat now.
What is he listen to radio?
Yeah, television too. See that too, I reckon.
Yeah.
I think he's got to know he keeps the radio all the time.
How often does he come over to your house?
Oh, he don't come unless he wants to... bit of clip his beard or haircut. That's about once a month. Well, he'd come about every 2 weeks to get his beard clipped. That's what he came over out the other day for, to get his beard clipped. He's 3 weeks old, I believe, then. Do you notice how long it was?
Yeah, I thought it looked pretty nice.
Well, you see, he can't, if he shaves and goes out in that hot sun, he blisters. And he just comes in there and gets me to take the clippers.
Yeah.
He didn't do it. He'd get him back clipper and clip himself.
Oh, he doesn't wear a beard usually.
No.
I thought he just wore a beard.
No, and now if he gets the hot sun and this winter, you see, he'll shave.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, he shaves every week.
Oh.
No, he was just, He'd been so busy down there and picking, and the sun was so hot, he let them stay to kind of protect his face, you know.
You know,
I've tried to wear a mustache one time, and I couldn't even sleep at night.
I can't stand it. Off a few weeks ago.
What's that?
I had to shave it off. It got to bothering me. So.
I just can't stand it up there. And I was just fixing to shave this morning.
Yeah. Who'd give me to marry?
He married Crowder. And he lived there. Well, he lived in where Jim lived with his daughter. Mr. Crowder did.
Oh, he did. That was his old house?
Yeah, that was his daughter's house.
She
used to run that telephone office down there and work at that all the time. That one did.
She run the telephone office?
Yeah.
In Micanopy?
No, in McIntosh.
In McIntosh.
See, we used to have one in Micanopy up there a long time, but now we don't have one.
Yeah.
I think they still got one down at McIntosh.
Bigger now, though. Electronic now.
It is?
Oh, you know it is.
Well, I didn't know.
Well, how long has it been?
Well,
since
now, it's
you
been electronic up here and making opium for a long time.
Yeah. How long has it been since she run that?
Oh, it's been 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said much of me the long.
Well, is that when he married her, when she was running that?
Yes, she was working out when he married.
Yeah.
But she had built that house up out there where they live.
Yeah.
And
across the street from her daddy.
What's that?
Across the road there from her daddy.
No. That's her brother that lives across the road.
Oh, that's her brother?
Yeah.
Oh, she's old as he is.
Yeah. Well, I think he's older than she is, but she's the oldest one of the girls. I thought she was the youngest one of them for a long time.
Well, that's her brother.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Her brother bought that piece of land they could buy out there, and he took one side, and this girl took the other, and they both built out there, you see.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Well, it is before they get along. Before they don't get along, it's not so nice.
Yeah.
They are different, both of them, kind of different types. Mr. Carter's a fine fella. He's peculiar, though, in some ways.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Well, Jim, well, I am too.
What's peculiar about him, Mr. Crowder?
Mr. Crowder? I don't know. He just, I wouldn't know hardly how to answer that question. I've always found to be, he's a nice fella, and he's a good straight fella too. He,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he used to be a good worker. He can't work now, can't do anything.
Yeah. And she's peculiar too?
Well, I've never been around her very much.
Jim peculiar?
Well, not especially. You may call him peculiar in some ways, you know.
How would you call him peculiar?
I couldn't all answer that question. Kind of like you and I, you know. You and I are a whole lot different. You're different.
What's peculiar about Jim Meehan, Mr. Weaver?
Well, I said I couldn't tell you. I couldn't answer the question. I said,
well,
some people might call him, may call him peculiar.
No, you called him peculiar. You
well,
said he's
I'm,
peculiar.
Well, I mean it in that way.
You said all three of them are peculiar. And I'll tell you one way he's peculiar. See, I don't know him.
Yeah.
He drives that old 1940 truck around 20 miles an hour out there on the highway.
He could drive it 40 miles and wouldn't hurt it.
Wouldn't hurt it, no.
It's supposed to go 50 and 60.
Yeah.
With a load on it.
And that's remarkable that he just keeps that old truck going that much. And he's not a mechanic.
Well, Jim takes care of it. He don't roll hard. It's really, the way he drives, it's really lashes him like that. You can take an old truck, an old car, it's like an old man. You put me out there, and I won't last 30 minutes for you all. out there working, doing something out there. Oh, and last Saturday met us with you. Just trying to keep up with you, old Joe, put out like you wanted to work, you know.
We haven't seen the colt, have we?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Well, I know I got
to
go.
You like some pumpkin pie? Can you?
Oh, yeah, I'll take one slice.
Is it good,
order.
Jim?
Yeah.
Hey, got a little cinnamon. I'm already waiting on you. You're waiting on me.
Yeah, well,
We gonna keep Mr. Weaver here all day. He never gets back home.
No, give him a piece of pie.
Well,
he
I tell you, I've got this.
I've got the other things out there. Let's see what we're gonna put it.
Mr. Weaver,
I enjoyed it with y'all too.
Okay, and we put it right on top of it.
Yeah. This is my, Jim and I got together fixing this pumpkin pie, so I hope it's okay.
Cut a pumpkin open last night?
Now listen, you couldn't.
You really made it? Yeah, we made it from pumpkin.
Yeah,
from a pumpkin.
You know, that's my favorite, you know, as a homemade pie, as a ready kind. Especially pumpkin pie.
Oh,
this one may have a little, be kind of spicy.
Yeah, I
think
a little too much cinnamon in, I think.
Let's see, I just.
It tastes pretty good this morning.
Mr. Weaver, you don't use ham. You can't eat ham.
Well, I eat a little ham sometimes. I can eat just a little, but I don't eat very much of it.
Well, I didn't put you any. I put you some macaroni and some salad and some of that Jell-O salad that you like. And now then the potato salad has some peppers in it. You can take that out.
Listen, I want to ask you all, are you all good on cooking pudding, banana pudding.
Do you like the banana pudding?
I sure do.
Yeah,
Mr. Weaver?
I didn't
look at
care
Jim
for
him
until one of my cousins came down and stayed with us. And my wife was a good cook, and she could really cook a banana pudding.
Yeah.
And I got to eat a little long, and
I
got to where I like it.
Jim can make you
a
banana pudding. My mother used to make them every Sunday.
The old-fashioned way.
With vanilla wafers on top.
Yeah. Yeah, and fix it different ways. And she could cook them, you know, and she'd ask us what we wanted to eat. My cousin say, banana pudding, just so you got that. Anything else?
All right, then we'll make a date with Jim to make you a banana pudding.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I don't know how, you see. And I didn't have time to learn how, and I was so busy
yeah,
back then,
yeah.
Working way overtime. I didn't learn how to bake biscuits, and she was good on that. I didn't learn how to bake biscuits.
You don't bake biscuits?
What'd you say?
You don't bake biscuits?
No, I don't know how. Well, you see, the way my wife made them, she took buttermilk or cowboy milk and mixed it herself. She wouldn't use self-rise flour. She didn't mix it herself.
Now, I'll tell you, there's no way to fix this.
Now this is Channel 1 Right, and the end of the overflow of the visit with Mr. Weaver this Sunday morning, the 8th of August, 1971. Channel 1 Right, well, I don't know, around 300. And the overflow of the visit with Mr. Weaver this Sunday morning, barber session, the 8th of August, 1971.
I've got it in several days.